Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle. This is your host, Peter. Did you know that?
No, I thought you were some stranger that had broken into Peter's apartment and killed him.
And then took over the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're still on the airwaves because freedom of press. Yay.
There's literally no other reason.
First Trump came for the EPA, then he came for Funk Radio.
Not even Trump cares about Funk Radio.
Funk Radio, they have no listeners. They're totally losers, pathetic. And we'll be like, you're right. Speaking of wealth inequality, today sure. We are going to... That was a bad time. We're going to talk about a very interesting phenomenon that we were made privy to in rap music. And that is the fact that, according to I could call it an expose by Vox, there is a frightening amount of talk of Grey Poupon, the mustard, in rap songs. And it's one of those weird corollary things that it's interesting, but it's something that I myself never would have stumbled upon. And I guess author Estelle Coswell that wrote it is apparently a big fan of rap. And
was she the one connection? Well, I know they had like the written article, but they also had the video as well. Was she the one in the video? I think
she was at the end. Yeah.
Cause she seemed like she was super knowledgeable in rap music, and to catch that kind of trend, especially over like that long time period,
is impressive. That,
yeah. You're going to need to know your stuff.
Mm-hmm. So kudos to her, and we're obviously citing the original article because plagiarism is bad. We're kind of just rehashing it because we thought it was interesting, so we'll link you guys to the original video on our Facebook page at facebook.com/getyourfunk. So you guys can check that out as well. However, I guess getting to the topic, so the way that this all started, this Grey Poupon phenomenon,
could be a rapper, Kyle.
That hurt my brain way too much. All started with this 1981 television ad for Grey Poupon, who is owned by Hublin Inc. The ads were featured both in print magazines and commercials, but basically... it features a white man in a limousine eating Grey Poupon in the back.
Well, he's eating lunch and food. With Grey Poupon as a condiment. He's not just eating it out of the bottle.
He's just like dipping his fingers into it and just like licking his fingers, which I would totally do, by the way. I wouldn't lick his fingers. I would lick my own.
God.
In this ad, it shows a rich man eating food, and he says, pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon?
The idea is that there's another guy who pulls up next to him.
God damn it, I'm messing this up really bad. Okay, let me watch the video really quick.
So, in the version that Kyle has described to us, there's a rich white guy in the back of a limousine eating mustard out of the bottle with his fingers, and then he says to himself, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Oh my god.
Preparation.
My selective memory is like totally fucked on this.
The finer things in life. Happily, some are affordable, like Grey Poupon Dijon mustard. Grey Poupon is so fine, it's even made with white wine. Its original French Dijon recipe adds distinctive flavor to beef, pork, and poultry, salad dressing and sauces, and of course, sandwiches. So enjoy one of life's finer pleasures.
Pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Grey Poupon, one of life's finer pleasures.
Okay, so in the actual commercial, not the Kyle commercial, he's eating food, and for some reason the driver has Grey Poupon in the glove box, and he hands it to the man in the back eating food, because that's an essential thing to keep in your car along with road flares and... things and gloves, apparently. And the point of the commercial is basically that it's supposed to be like a rich man's mustard for a poor man's price,
right?
Because it's French, and only rich people eat French things.
Except for French fries.
So, this, for whatever reason, this commercial became, like, you know, a cultural phenomenon in the 80s, where basically people, you know, would go around saying, "Pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon?" as, like, a joke. This commercial came out in 1981, and this brings us to about a decade later, in 1992, we see the first instance of a rap song featuring Grey Poupon in their lyrics, and this was done by the Brooklyn hip-hop duo Das EFX, or Das FX, in their debut album Dead Serious. Funny little tidbit about Das FX, they were actually the first, I guess, rap group to start putting Iggy at the end of us rap lines, to basically create a fast, slow flow, a super fast flow by adding extra syllables, I guess.
So instead of adding actual, so cool, like, more words, they're just adding add Iggy at the end of each one to make it sound faster.
To change the tempo of the rhyme, I guess. Yeah, so that's interesting. So the song of theirs that features this line of Grey Poupon is off their debut album Dead Serious, and it's the song East Coast, which combines their use of Iggy as well as probably the first Grey Poupon reference in rap. It's in the verse, and we'll you know, pluck it out of the song and play the clip for you guys as well. It's in the verse, he the Don, have you seen my Grey Poupon, bust this, we roll more spliffs than Cheech and Chong. Because they were the first to do this, from then on, Grey Poupon kind of became the condiment for condiment that rappers would often allude to, because it was associated with luxury and class, all harking back to the original 1981 commercial. The funny thing is that after this first use of the line, from 1992 to 2016, Grey Poupon references actually popped up in rap songs every single year, actually with pretty much an increasing frequency.
Increasing?
Yes.
Huh.
Basically, since the first use of it in 92, more and more songs used it every year, roughly. We're not going to mention every song, because literally there's probably like 100. Some from rappers that I've never heard of. But a couple of notable ones that we'll mention are, this isn't really notable, but I'm going to say it anyways. Justin Bieber, in 2011, had a line in his song Runaway Love that said, "Listen to Wu-Tang, trying suits on, accoutrements is Grey Poupon." So,
do we have to play Justin Bieber?
Even little white bitches use Grey Poupon to reference wealth, I guess. In 94, it was used by Big Daddy Kane in his track Brooklyn Style Laid Out. He says, "What type of mission can I say you on? Because you must have done change to some Grey Poupon." Hey. That as a black man still, so keep it real. What type of mission can I say you on? Because you must have done changed to some Grey Poupon. I'm real happy to see you blew up. What's funny though about, I mean, we'll mention some more songs, but what's funny actually about the proclivity of Grey Poupon in rap is that the ad campaign that was started in 81 was actually ended in 1997, but the spike in references to Grey Poupon actually reached its peak in 2007, 10 years later. The reason I think for that, and the reason that they also mention in Vox, is it became almost a nostalgified meme where, you know, 10 years after 97, a lot of people that are in the rap game remember that ad from when they were kids. They remember rappers that inspired them as kids, that where they heard those references. And it grew from being simply an ad that people referenced to represent wealth, to almost like a unspoken meme in the rap culture to represent wealth. And also it's one of those things where it's like an earworm. The more you hear it in songs, you unconscionably regurgitate that in your own lyrics.
Right.
It's not too far different from when we talked about how songs, you know, mimic other songs, not necessarily on purpose, but through just what they're inspired by.
Well, it actually makes me think, a little while ago we did one of the song Lottie Dottie.
Yeah.
Being really influential. And I remember talking about how, you know, people for decades were, you know, have been referencing bits and pieces of the lyrics from that song. And it's almost now because it's not nowadays, it's almost just people are doing it because everybody's been doing it for so long. It's just kind of
exactly.
become a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's once you do something like that enough, it almost becomes part of the lexicon.
Right.
Where people have used it and done it and they heard it, but they can't even pinpoint the origins of it anymore.
So, I have a couple of questions for you on this. Prior to learning about this, would you recognize any of the rap songs in this list? Have you ever heard this referenced in a rap song before? Cause I know you listen to it a bit more than I do.
I'm sure I've heard it, but
without
I've
even realizing
never,
it.
Yeah, I've never made, obviously I never made the connection or else we would have beaten Vox to this, but it's never been influential enough that I made the connection of like, oh, they think Grey Poupon is for fancy people, because I wasn't really aware of the ad campaign until it was mentioned in this article. Funny enough, actually, it mentions it in the video for this as well. They spoof the ad in the SNL spoof movie Wayne's World Mike Myers. And I never realized that they were referencing that ad. I thought they were just making fun of rich people.
Yeah, I can see how if, you know, you didn't know, like, obviously at the time, I mean, it was like really obvious that's what it was referencing. But like now, if you don't know about that commercial is, you'd be like, okay, what just happened?
Exactly. Yeah, no, there's a scene in the movie where they do exactly that. They pull up to, like, a rich guy's car, and they get him to roll his window down, and he rolls it down, and they ask him, so, do you have any Grey Poupon? And he just, like, gives them a snarky look and drives, and his driver drives off. Yeah, I never made that connection. I was like, oh, that's where that's from.
That's funny.
And I love Wayne's World, mostly because it's set in Aurora, Illinois, which is not too far from where I grew up.
So I guess my other question you already answered is, what, you know, had you ever seen this commercial prior to this?
No,
I guess not. I had not either. I mean, seeing it, it seems vaguely familiar, but I don't, it's a little bit before our time.
I guess going back to some other, notable artists that have used this that we'll play some clips of, apparently in 2002, the band Outkast used it in their song Funkin' Around, with a line that says, see, we ain't even seen the mountaintop counterclock. Wise goes the neighborhood, hand-me-downs and canned goods. Won't cut the Grey Poupon, we got that make you run.
What the fuck you mean? See, we ain't seen the mountaintop counterclock. Wise goes the neighborhood, hand-me-downs and canned goods. Won't cut the Grey Poupon, we got that make you run. Back to the drawing board, can't afford to lose, y'all make me yawn. One.
In 97, Busta Rhymes, featuring Flip Mode Squad, used it in their track We Could Take It Outside by their album When Disaster Strikes. I be burning MCs like Betty's grandson, smoking Grey Poupon, boy, two lines, I chew rhymes and make N-words fall like they was futons.
Niggas turning in their handguns. I be burning MCs like Betty's grandson and smoking Grey Poupon, boy, two lines, I chew rhymes and make niggas fall like they was futons.
That's another point to actually make is...
Yeah.
I think a lot of the use of the word Grey Poupon is because while it's an interesting word in and of itself, it's actually a fairly easy word to rhyme things with. Because there's so many words that rhyme with poupon. There's futon, coupon, groupon.
Crouton.
It may just be one of those like easy plug-in words like, oh, I can rhyme a lot of shit with this. Hence why rappers have used it more and more throughout the years is... a combination of hearing it in other rap songs or realizing, hey, this rhymes with a word that I want to use.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. It's weird. You never really think poupon would rhyme with a lot of shit, but it actually does.
Yeah, so I guess just like an overview of the reasons for this phenomenon. One, it's easy to rhyme with other stuff. Two, as we said, the nature of the original ad campaign was that it gave off this kind of like status symbol for anybody who buys it or eats it. So,
yeah,
you know, I think even if rappers were using it jokingly that way, rather than seriously, I don't know, it was probably a mix. But
yeah, it's probably one of those things where, you know, when you're poor, you buy French's, and then when you get a little bit of money, you can afford a fancier condiment like Grey Poupon. So even though it's an everyday consumable item, it's associated with like a level of income that, you know, oh, you're not buying the, you know, dollar store no name brand mustard, you're buying like the top shelf mustard.
Right. And the funny thing too is that it's fancier than, like you said, the dollar store mustard, but it's still not,
it's not like $10 a jar. I mean,
super fancy, because it's not, it's like you said at the beginning of the episode, it's rich people's mustard at a poor person's price.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, if it was super expensive, then I'm sure it wouldn't have gotten quite as popular.
Exactly.
And then I think a third reason for this phenomenon that I think you brought up that was interesting that I didn't think about was, especially when in the later years of this, that people are using it more for like nostalgic reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, it would be like if rappers who grew up in our generation started using like the Nestle Wonder Ball in their lyrics.
Yeah, or Pokemon.
Or Pokemon,
which also rhymes with Grey Poupon. I feed my Pokemon Grey Poupon, and then he don his. Yeah, see, this is why I'm not a rapper.
Not yet.
I can dream. But yeah, no, exactly. It's become a source of nostalgia for people kind of growing up, either because of its use by rappers that they idolize, or just the original commercial from the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that can easily become, as I said before, memes, I guess, within the music culture, because it almost becomes a subconscious thing at that point. It's a source of nostalgia that you bring up because it elicits a certain feeling in you or the listener. And, you know, that's why it persists, you know, 20 years later. And
or even more so. Oh, no, you said it was 97?
97? Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time for an ad campaign to... I mean, obviously, I'm sure they changed a little bit over time, but still... for one continuous thing to kind of go on for like, what was that, 15 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
I guess there's not really a whole lot more to say about the use of Poupon in rap lyrics. Like I said before, we'll post the video and the article in our Facebook page. The people at Vox actually were also even nice enough to make a playlist on Spotify that features all the songs mentioned in Grey Poupon.
Oh, I forgot about
that. So, you listeners can go on there as well and listen to all of them, including ones we didn't mention.
They were overall very succinct with this entire topic. We were not, but...
Yes.
That's why we're Funk Radio.
So if you guys can think of any other rappers that you like that mention Grey Poupon, or if you can think of any other memes in rap culture that's referenced a lot alongside Grey Poupon, you guys can let us know on our Facebook page at facebook.com/getyourfunk. We also post this on soundcloud.com/getyourfunk. We only post like the top four, the most recent four or five episodes, because they charge you money if you want to do more.
Yeah, we stopped giving them money.
Yeah. Our entire back catalog, pretty much, you can find on mixcloud.com/getyourfunk, but you can't comment on there, I guess. It's basically just our back catalog. And yeah, so it's kind of a short episode because it's not a huge topic, but we just thought it was kind of interesting. And yeah, if you guys can think of any other, I guess, cultural memes in music, either in rap or funk or soul or really any genre, let us know, and it might be a topic for a future episode.
That's a good legacy to have, listeners.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go eat some Grey Poupon now. This has been your host, Kyle.
And this has been your host, Peter. Bye.
Bye, listeners.